Hello, everybody. I figured that my first post should be a little bit, that's probably too close to my face, should be something a little bit, well, first post that isn't verification, if I can stay on the right track. It should be something to let people get to know me a little bit, because, I mean, why not? So, I am doing, of the many questionnaires that I looked at, I've spent like the last half an hour looking at questionnaires, but of the many that I looked at, I'm going to have to go with the, and I'm going to take a very big breath because I'm actually going to say the name of this, even though it's like 15 words mashed together. Petal can't audio right now because she is so fucking uninspired and like 20% dead questionnaire. Or the fourth. So. And if you hear purring, that is Kitty. Kitty is still with me. She's just sitting here, rubbing on everything I own and making my face itchy, but I respect her authority as a cat. She has more power over me than I do. Anyways, 24 questions after this way too long intro. Here we go. Your masturbating hand, both if you're ambidextrous, I almost said that wrong, got burned off in a fire. You can only restore either its functionality or its aesthetics. Which do you choose? Functionality? Because, I mean, like, I kind of need my hands. Not really. Don't chew on my phone! Little shithead over here is chewing on my phone. But, I need my hands. And, like, I need my right hand for a lot more than I need my left hand for, but, I mean, I'd rather just have them be functional rather than look good. I mean, they can just be piles of bone and tendrils of flesh. That'd be pretty cool. And nightmare fuel. I think I just found my new sky. Anyways. What color is the sky right now? It's like gray. Grayish white. I don't know. It's like overcast as hell today. Well, loosely the term today, because it's 10 o'clock in the goddamn morning. And I've been up since like 2 p.m. yesterday? I don't know. Anyways, what is your favorite piece of clothing you own? That is a difficult question. Because I have, like, a lot of shirts that I like. And, like, it's always going to be a shirt, but I mean, if I had to pick, it'd probably be, like, I have this sweater that my cousin gave me. It's, like, the only kind of formal piece of clothing that I own because I'm trash. And it's just this nice gray sweater, and I just like it because it looks pretty. And it's a good point to show off the cleavage because it's like a kind of deep V-neck, so it's just like perfectly lined up. Okay, anyway. You get the chance to have an orgy with every current audio poster on GWA. Like, everyone is in the room. Everyone. Do you do it? I'm gonna give that a hard maybe. Cause, I mean, like, that's a lot of pressure. And that's also just like the perfect breeding ground for super gonorrhea hepatitis. That's just the perfect breeding ground for the stitus and the stiz. So, I'm not quite sure about that. What do you think of artificial intelligence? I mean, as long as it doesn't try to take over my brain, it's pretty cool. Also terrifying because the fact that a robot could actually have human emotions is terrifying. I don't like to think about the future. Do you remember your first orgasm? I believe I do. All I know is it was in my early teen years. And it was weird. It wasn't something that I thought would happen, but it did. And it's been a problem ever since then. Can you still use your hand/fingers to masturbate after having used sex toys? I can, and I kind of have to, because, like, as much as I may try, there is no way that, like, because supposedly, like, women have three kinds of orgasms. You got the vaginal, the clitoral, and the combination. And it's like, the first one will just never come to me. Literally. It's just like, yeah, no, you're not gonna ever have that. So it's just like, yeah, that's just not gonna happen. So, I mean, I kind of don't have an option for that, but I can. It takes longer. And again, what doesn't take long? That is a true question. The answer is nothing. Do you keep your sexual history a secret from your peers on GWA? Well, considering that I've yet to actually post anything there other than a script, and I don't really have any sexual history, I suppose that would be a yes? Does it count as a yes if you don't have friends? Do you have any TV series, film, or book recommendations? I do. As I am speaking, Orange is the New Black is playing for my PlayStation. And then there's House MD, which I have watched through like 3 times fully in the past 2 months. And then there's, I don't even know. Can I make a video game recommendation? Because, like, Undertale's pretty cool. Undertale's great, and Destiny is great. Kind of an old game, but it's great. And Pokemon, and Zelda, and Mario, and I'm just a Nintendo whore, so. What is / was your major in college? If you didn't go, what would you have liked to major in? I have not yet gotten the chance to go to college. I will be soon, though, which is terrifying. But I don't know what I want to do with my life. It's probably going to end up being, like, something to do with computers, because I'm a fucking nerd. Probably, like, I don't know, a coding job or some shit. Who cares? Okay, anyways. What would you like to have, / would you like to have sex with someone with a 12-inch penis? No. No, I would not. I had that chance. Well, almost that chance. I think he was, like, 11 inches. And, no. just no. Not only was that just, like, too much, he was an asshole, too, so... Give a realistic estimate for how many years until the human race dies out. Huh. Well, now that natural selection isn't really a thing anymore, unless you count the millions of selfie deaths, I'd give it maybe, I don't know, I'd say like anywhere from another 2,000 to 5,000 years. Or maybe, like, 200. I don't know. Upper, like, I don't know. No more than, like, 7,000. Because, like, that's a ridiculously long time. How do you get yourself to stop procrastinating and actually be productive? Wanna see. It's not a thing that happens often. I mean, like... I've been meaning to actually start contributing to Gone Wild Audio for a while now. Like, I've been wanting to. And I, like, just now got around to it. And, yeah. Usually, just, like, I'll sit there and I'll think about what I have to do all day. I just sit there and do nothing, and I'm just like, you gotta do that. You eventually have to do that. You eventually have to do that. And then I'm like, well, I won't eventually have to do it if I do it now. So then I get up and I do it. Do as I say, not as I do. Do shit when you need to do it. How Well, since that one starts off with boner, how do you masturbate while on your period? Well, now you see, it's a very awkward process. You first have to either not have an issue with blood if you are a pad user. If you are a tampon user, you just have to, like, not go for the innards. Like, I mean, I've done both. And no matter what, if you do something wrong, you're gonna end up with a literal bloody mess. And that's not fun. And it's not fun going to the bathroom the next morning and just seeing blood dried into your skin, but that's quite disgusting now, isn't it? Why is it illegal to be paid to have sex in private, but legal when it's on camera? Because when it's on camera, other people can see it. And it's like, it's not something that you specifically only are getting to appreciate, I guess. It's more of a, like, an entertainment aspect. Like, then again, I almost just related it to, like, playing a sport. Well, what do I know about sports? I just don't know. The laws are weird. You can only choose to have two. Enough sleep, a social life, contact with anyone, or internet porn. Which and why? Well, I never get enough sleep in the first place. I'm gonna have to go with a social life and internet porn. I've been up for almost like 24 hours now. And I'm not tired. I hate life right now. I'm just sitting here with my cat, who I don't even like half the time because she sheds all over the place and there's like a giant just splotch of hair just on my leg. And I don't like it. And it's just like, I never get enough sleep in the first place. So I just, I don't know. There's no use trying to change it now. So, yeah. Would you rather always have a dry, scratchy throat or a mild headache? I would rather go for the headache because, I mean, dry throats are just, like, I'm dealing with that right now. Because I don't want to, like, the only thing I have to drink that hasn't been sitting here for, like, a million years is Pepsi. And I just don't want to, like, reach down there and just open up a can. Oh, my tweezers are in that box. Wow, that's weird. I don't want to, like, just open up a can of Pepsi and just start drinking that, because then I'll just be burping all the way through this, and that's not ladylike, don't you know? Can't let the sweet little cupcake be fucked up by burping. How do you go about getting creepy slash annoying slash rude PMs from people? One, I see, after I posted my verification, like the general verification for GWA, I got two. And I responded to them. The one I said I have to protect my frosting. And the other one, I got distracted by the guy's name. And then I got Spoon Man stuck in my head for the next 3 hours. I'm not kidding. And I was just, oh, it was bad. I sat there listening to Soundgarden for the next, like, 2 hours, and I hated it. It was just, like, one side of my brain was Black Hole Sun, and the other side of my brain was Spoon Man, and so it's just, like, Black Hole Spoon Man Sun. It was a bad combination. But, I mean, like, usually, half the time, I'm the kind of person that, like, if somebody's just like, oh, you're a fucking asshole, you're a piece of shit, I'm just like, I'm aware of this. Duh. Because, I mean, at least I'll admit to it. But usually, well, I mean, that is usually, so. There are, like, a few occasions where I'll just be like, yeah, no, fuck you. But, eh. What is your phone's wallpaper? How about your desktop wallpaper? Well, let me look at my phone and my iPod, because I don't know. My iPhone's wallpaper is just, like, some random, two random pictures from, like, the general, just, like, wallpaper section. And then on my iPod, my lock screen is my dog, and my home screen is a collage of Kylo Ren. And then my desktop wallpaper, if I can get a look at it, because I have to read it, because it's just perfect. I was playing Undertale one time, one of my playthroughs of it, one of my many, many playthroughs. I was at Metaton, and it got to the part where you have to write an essay. And so, I wrote, I love his big fat ass, like, legit, he is perfect in every single way. Come on, man, look at him, and then I got cut off. And his response was, that's right, legs was the correct answer. And I fucking sat there and I laughed for like 20 fucking minutes straight. And it was just the best fucking thing I had ever seen from that game. Okay. Do you think fisting is sexy? No. 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 No part of your body should ever be able to take a whole fist and forearm. I don't care how much muscles can stretch. That's just like, I can't even get my fist in my mouth. And I have a big mouth. No. Just no. Describe the idea of your perfect wedding. I don't know, because I don't really, like, I don't know. The only reason that I would really get married is because, like, I'm my dad's only child, so I just kind of have that thing in the back of my head, like, oh, you need to let him walk you down the aisle, and I'm like, I don't really believe in marriage, I guess. I mean, every single one that has been around me has fallen apart. So, anyways. Do you think instant teleportation could be possible? I mean, fucking, we're putting 3D printed plates into people's fucking skulls to hold them together after surgery. There are things that we do today that if you asked like 50 fucking years ago, everybody would just be like, no, that'll never be possible. You're thinking of fantasy world. That's never going to be the world in the future. And it's like, there's like some physics behind it that you could go into, but I mean, that's cool. That's a cool idea, and it'd be pretty cool to have that happen, but, I mean, you never know. You never know what's gonna go on in the world, so it's just like, shit happens. Just out of nowhere, there's new scientific discoveries and new things that no one ever thought possible. And so it's just crazy that, like, we're doing so many amazing things and also so many shitty things, but so many amazing things with this world and what we've been given and the technological advances that we've made. And it's just like, you never know what could fucking happen next. Tomorrow they could discover that inside of the Earth, inside of the Marianas Trench, there's a giant fucking sea caterpillar that eats people for breakfast and shits them out whole. Oh my god. Oh god. Okay. Two more questions. If you could put one item into a time capsule that is indicative of the time period of your childhood, what would it be? Well, I mean, my childhood was, like, just, I don't even know. It's so hard to, like, think back to then, because, I mean, my sleep schedule is so awful that my brain is just, like, it never works. So, like, thinking back to yesterday, thinking back to when I posted my verification 7 hours ago, it's just, like, wow, that was a long time ago. A few hours is, like, an eternity to me. So, like, trying to think back to my childhood, I guess, like, if it were me personally, if it would be one thing that would be indicative of my childhood that was, well, air quotes and around childhood, because I was like, I don't know how old I was when it came out, but Pokemon Sapphire was and is the most played Pokemon game that I have ever had. I still have my original Game Boy cartridge of Sapphire somewhere. I don't know where it is, and that upsets me, but it's somewhere. And I keep resetting it and resetting it and resetting it and doing everything over and over and over again, and I just know it so well, and it just means so much to me. But, like, that was the first actual Pokemon game I ever remember playing, and I'm just, like, super nerd right now. But, like, the first general Pokemon game I remember playing was Pokemon Colosseum. And then it was Sapphire. I did once play, like, the original version of Ruby. Never got to play Emerald, and that kind of upset me. But I'm gonna move on from the nerd part and just, like, just throw Game Boy in there with, like, the the Finding Nemo Game Boy game. That was my shit. It probably still is my shit, but anyway. Number 24, the final question in this very longly named and very long questionnaire. You tell us the story of your day. Well, let's see what I can remember of it. Some point during my day, I switched from watching House to Orange is the New Black to get caught up before the new season comes out in June. And I am, like, mid-season 2, and I made some popcorn at one point and got some pizza and sat and did nothing but, like, write a little bit and watch Netflix and stare around my room because I do nothing all day. But, yeah, my days are always uneventful. Well, the daytime at least, but my daytime is usually like 5 p.m. to, I don't know, whenever I lay down and try and fail to sleep, and Gunwild Audio is my only friend. Anyways, this was Tuttle's fourth questionnaire, and I hope I didn't ramble too much in this. I know I rambled at one point about the cat that is now sleeping next to me, who was rubbing against my computer for like 20 minutes straight at one point. But yeah, this has gotten a little bit too long, and I don't think I'm gonna, like, listen through it to listen to my own rambling, because, like, that's a lot of time that I've put into this, and I don't know if I can sit here and listen to myself talk for 20 minutes, because I listen to myself talk in my head all day, which is weird to say out loud. But I hope you liked this. And if you do, why don't you leave a little comment there? Or send me a message, as long as it's not asking to kidnap me and eat my crumbs. I need my crumbs. I'm a... I'm a crummy person. Oh, yes, that was a snort. Puns are my specialty. Ay, ay, ay. I'm just gonna leave this here now with that awful, awful pun. So, whatever time of day you are listening to this, I hope you have a good morning, evening, afternoon, midnight, maybe. Whatever time you're listening to this, that is. Have a good one. And I will see you next time. Probably not another questionnaire. I might actually post something normal. Well, I mean, quote-unquote normal. I don't know what normal is anymore. This is way too long. Okay. Goodbye, people.